This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban announced a caretaker cabinet that pays homage to the group's old guard. Details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Afghanistan's interim prime minister is Mullah Hassan Akhund. He headed the Taliban government in Kabul during the last years of its rule. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar will be one of two deputies. He led talks with the United States and signed the deal that led to America's final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani has been named interior minister. He's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The interim government is all male and drawn mostly from Afghanistan's dominant Pashtun ethnic group. The move seems unlikely to win the international support Afghanistan needs to avoid an economic meltdown. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Americans trying to evacuate hundreds of Afghans and American citizens pleaded for action from the Biden administration on Tuesday to get the would-be evacuees aboard charter flights that are standing by to fly them from Afghanistan. The list includes one Afghan who worked as a U.S. military translator and says he's anticipating his beheading by the Taliban. The Biden administration says the holdup is the fault of the Taliban. Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons in a contravention of a 2015 accord with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency also told member states in its confidential quarterly report that its verification and monitoring activities have been severely undermined since February. This is VOA News. COVID-19 booster shots may be coming for at least some Americans, but already the Biden administration is being forced to scale back expectations, illustrating just how much important science still has to be worked out. The initial plan was to offer the Pfizer or Moderna booster starting September 20th, contingent on authorization from U.S. regulators. But now, administration officials acknowledge Moderna's boosters probably will not be ready by then. The Food and Drug Administration needs more evidence to judge them. Adding to the complexity, Moderna wants its booster to be half the dose of the original shots. As for Pfizer's booster, who really needs another dose right away, isn't as simple right now. What's ultimately recommended for an 80-year-old vaccinated back in December may be different than for a 35-year-old immunized in the spring. Supporters and critics of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro gathered on the streets of Sao Paulo Tuesday, using the country's Independence Day to cheer and jeer on the country's leader. Supporters of the far-right president marched in a show of support following his recent criticism of the country's Supreme Court. The court has resisted Bolsonaro's attempt to introduce paper voting receipts as a backup to an electronic voting system, which he says is vulnerable to fraud. Bolsonaro's detractors also took to the streets to voice their concerns regarding issues such as the handling of the pandemic and calling Bolsonaro genocidal. And Bolsonaro's critics say that he is sowing doubts so he can challenge the results of next year's elections, which opinion polls now show him losing dramatically to former president. Neither has confirmed his candidacy. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Tuesday that now he plans to keep a key election promise to grapple with this rocketing cost of long-term care for Britain's growing older population. To do it, though, he broke another election vow, and that's not to raise taxes. Johnson told lawmakers in the House of Commons that his Conservative government had made the difficult but responsible decision to hike taxes in order to raise £36 billion over 3 years for social care and the overstretched National Health Service. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Shh.